The feast of today is a little feast, and yet it's a large feast. There's 10 saints that are commemorated in this Mass and this day of the liturgy of the Church. It is a feast of Saint Felicity and her 7 sons, and also of Saints Rufina and Secunda, 2 sisters, all of them martyred for the sake of Christ at the time, particularly of the emperor, the philosopher emperor, who was otherwise a very good emperor, very just, and so forth, but not when it came to the pagans and the Christians. And of course, in a sense, we have to respect him in a sense, because he was faithful to that which he had been taught from childhood, to his faith. It was the wrong faith, but nevertheless, he was faithful to it. Others didn't care. They worshipped whatever statues were brought in by the centurions and the legions from the Far East and so forth, and from Africa. And then, around that time, things began to go wrong. Plagues and sicknesses and all kinds of problems. And so what happened? The priests of Rome, of the temples of Rome, put the blame on one particular group. There was nothing else or no one else to whom they could blame. And so they blamed this new group of people in Rome, the Christians, who were growing by leaps and bounds. And so these 10 martyrs were among the casualties of this particular thing, especially the first, Saint Felicity, and her 7 sons. And so we give thanks to God for their courage. One after the other, each of the 7 sons was put to the test and tortured horribly and finally killed in front of the mother and the brothers. And one after the other, they did not succumb to the temptation of infidelity to Christ. And so they were all killed for the love of Christ. Now, this was sometime after the year 150, but it was not in the persecution of Decius, but it was in the persecution of the philosopher emperor, as I mentioned. The others, Saints Rufina and Secunda, were sisters, and they too were tortured, but it was not until almost 100 years later. And for some reason, perhaps their tombs were together, their feast was celebrated together, and still is after almost 2,000 years. And so today, we ask our Lord to grant us fidelity to himself. And of course, he tells us in the Gospel, "Who are my mother and my brothers and my sisters? Those who follow the will of my Father in heaven." And of course, there's no one who follows the will of the Father in heaven better or more than the Blessed Virgin Mary. And no one follows the will of the Father in heaven more than those who are willing to follow Christ to the very end, to the very last drop of their blood. And so today we honor Saints Felicity and Sons, and Saints Rufina and Secunda, all of them heroes of the faith and martyrs of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.